Mandy Caldwell.
I yawned right when we started. Sorry.
Don't you start with that. I was
Sorry.
just saying how tired I was.
I know. And then I yawned.
And
So
then
sorry.
you.
It's not the company, I
No,
promise.
oh no, I 100% believe me, if I do the same, it will not be the company at all. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. All things going well. School's back in full swing, so everything's good.
Getting settled into your routine.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out what classes I actually have to read for and what classes I can skim or skip. So, you
Did you
know,
just say that out loud?
yeah, I did say that out loud.
I
They
thought
all
that was like
did.
a secret thing.
They know.
Okay. I
Yeah.
don't know what young Frederick might be decided. I think he's decided he needs to pull a can out of the box of
Oh.
sparkling waters. So we'll see if he comes over with a lemon lime Waterloo in just a moment. Would not surprise me if this, yeah, that's what he's gonna pull the whole box down.
Oh, nice.
Yep, there we go. Whole box down. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. What do we think we're doing? I don't believe you would like the sparkling water.
Frederick.
Frederick. Yeah, he's just gonna stay over there and check it out. Sorry,
There we
anyway.
go. No, I love that. I love a Fred update. I love that we call him Frederick when he pulls things down that he should not. I'm here for all of it.
Listen, he's a mess, is what he is. He's a hoot. He keeps me laughing. Now he's gonna come over and oh, talk to us.
And talk to us. I love that for him.
Yeah, he's bored.
My cousin named Fred, he's actually my mom's first cousin, so he's older than I am, and we grew up skiing at the lake, and anytime he got into ski, which was as often as possible, my granddaddy would say, "Fred, are you ready?" And he would say, "Freddy's always ready." So every time Frederick does something bad, we're gonna say, "Freddy's always ready for trouble.
Always ready. He is.
Freddy's
He
always ready."
is.
Well, Mandy, tell me about your week and what's going on. And there's lots of good, hey, Frederick, there's lots of good baseball things to talk about today.
There's nothing, no good baseball
Oh,
thing.
no, good baseball. There's baseball.
Baseball sucks. It's the worst baseball year ever.
Wow, that's a
Oh,
strong statement.
I'm just getting over myself. So we had a four-game series against the Phillies. I know
I
there's
want
no way.
everybody to know, if you could see right now, all I see is Mandy and a nose sniffing Mandy. Frederick has the sniffs.
Oh God. Yeah. He's been, I told y'all when I had to record on the bed, I was like, this is gonna be bad. He usually spends most of his day on the bed now, but
Yeah.
he has come down to bless us with his presence. So,
Well, thank you, King Frederick.
anyway, yeah, we had a four-game series against the Phillies. We went into it and we were 5 games behind the Phillies, and we had a lead in the first game and blew it.
Blew it.
Won the second game handily.
So it can be done.
Lost the third game. It was Max Fried pitched. I think we lost by just one run. But it was like 3-2. But it was Max and Wheeler, who is Zach Wheeler, who's from Atlanta, who, gosh, it would have been nice if he could have ended up with the Braves because he is just nails. And then pulling out all of the dog toys, y'all, just in case.
Great. Just in case.
And then the fourth game, again, lost by one run. It was just the Phillies. The Phillies. But anyway, so now we're like, not only are we like, I don't know, 7 or 8 games back from Philly, we're also only a half game ahead of the Mets to even make it into the playoffs. So the good news is our schedule is lightening up. We've got some you know, should be some easy games to win. The bad news is we were doing really great coming into Philly. You know, it's just a hard season. You look at the lineup, and there are three players starting for us who were DFA'd by other teams, which means they were fired, they were let go, and now they are starting for us because we have had so
So
many
many
injuries.
injuries, yeah. It
So
just seems like, and you know, I watch it if it's on. I don't follow it like Mandy does, but what I've heard as I've listened to her over the season is that things are very inconsistent for a lot of different reasons, but there's not been consistency like there has been in the past couple seasons.
yeah, and it's still true that if our pitching can stay healthy, now we've moved down to the counter. We're going to do some counter surfing.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. Have you lost your mind? Go get on your bed. It's still true that if we can make it into the playoffs and our pitching can stay healthy, our pitching can keep us in games. As long as our offense can just, you know, get a couple of runs.
Yeah.
I think I can't remember if it was the final game of the 1995 World Series when the Braves won the World Series. I think it was. And I don't know if it
Yeah.
was game six or game seven, but it was the game that they clinched, I think. It was some playoff, you know, postseason game where Glavine was pitching and was just pitching a beauty. And like he came in the dugout in the seventh inning and was like, just get me one fucking run. And they did.
Just one.
Just one. I just need one.
I just need one.
And that's sort of how Chris Sale has been. Ronaldo Lopez to some extent has been that good. And then, you know, Max Fried, if he's on, then, you know, we can win three games easy. So
So
the
that's
good
all
news is,
we. So do we
if
play the
we can
Mets?
win. We play the Mets at the end of the season. I don't think they're our last series.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening back there.
You need to
But
check. We can pause.
he's back. But they're one of the last series. So yeah, so we'll play
Okay.
them. The good news in all this is the Cubs are coming up. The Cubs are only three games back from a wild card.
Okay.
So, you know, my second favorite team's also having fun all of a sudden.
Dansby. We
Yeah.
love a Dansby moment.
Yeah. But I will say one of the highlights from this weekend, if you did not see it on, I think it was Friday night, Michael Harris the second, our favorite. No, it was on, when did they start the series? I think they started on Friday, so this would have been, I don't know. Anyway, one night, the second night. No, I don't know if it was the second night because we lost it. Anyway, one night, Michael Harris made a catch that you would not believe to
I
rob
need
a
to look
guy
it up.
run. Like it's like the catch of the season. Like it was amazing.
Really?
I can't believe he didn't break a rib. The fence is real low out there, and so he jumped and he was literally like hanging. It looked like a little league catch. Like he was hanging on top
Hold
of
it
the
over.
fence. Yeah. So that was fun. We love a good Michael Harris catch in
Yes.
center field against the Phillies. And then the other good news is Tyler Matzek is back. So Tyler Matzek was the pitcher when the Braves won the World Series most recently. You know, we had to play the Dodgers in the division series. And there was an inning, I think it was, can't remember if it was seventh or eighth inning. The bases were loaded. Poor old Luke Jackson had loaded the bases. And Albert Pujols, who will be in the Hall of Fame as soon as
Yep.
he's eligible, Mookie Betts, and I can't remember who the third person was, were up to bat for the Dodgers. Bases loaded, no out. They pull Luke Jackson, bring in Tyler Matzek. Tyler Matzek struck out all three of those guys, and that is why we won the NLDS and went on to win the World Series. We love Tyler Matzek. He
Love
is a
him.
king in Atlanta, and he had gotten traded to the Giants, and it was very sad. And the Giants DFA'd him, and now He is back in Atlanta. He's actually back in Gwinnett right now because he's had some injuries and he's doing some rehab starts, but he's back in Atlanta. And
I feel like
I may or may not have been responding to his wife's post on Instagram.
I love you so
Maybe
much.
best he's now.
I feel like I have missed some opportunities this summer because the Gwinnett stadium is not far from me at all.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's out by the Mall of Georgia, which is not my favorite place to go in the world, but it's not far at all. It's maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
You have missed some opportunities.
So note to self.
In the future. Yeah. I'll let you know when somebody big's rehabbing, you can pop
there
over
we
there
go.
And watch
I can
them.
Go stalk their wife for you and say, hey, respond to Mandy's Instagram
She has
messages.
responded to my Instagram. Yes. I'm
Maybe I
telling
should go find her.
I doubt she's going to watch him pitch and going out.
Okay. I mean, it's not that far from Hotlanta, so it wouldn't be, you know.
Yeah, still. Listen, I want to say he was a first round draft pick in Colorado and pitched really well, like his first season and his second season. He got the yips.
Ooh.
And so that boy has been all around the world pitching, and he has often said if it weren't for her he would have quit, so she's seen him pitch plenty.
Yeah, badly and plenty.
Exactly. my other favorite thing from the weekend has been that Flava Flav's love affair with the Olympics is continuing through the Para Olympics.
That man, I love him so much.
He just keeps tweeting. He's like, one of his tweets was, whatever happened to the back button on the remote? Remember when we used to have those? They need to figure that out for streaming because I almost missed so-and-so's blah, 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 but I saw him win the medal. Like, Flava Flav is invested, y'all.
Totally invested. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And I love that it all started because he's a girl dad.
Right.
I love that. I just love
Yeah.
it.
Yep.
The best. The
well, what
best.
about you, Katie? What's been going on?
Well, look, so, you know, my world in the fall on Saturdays is sitting and watching game day and then usually muting the TV unless it's a big game and doing work with the TV on in the background.
Yeah.
Because I read a lot. So College Game Day was back this week. I didn't get to watch it when they were in Dublin the week before because I was out of town at a retreat, but I was very upset when they got rid of David Pollack on College Game Day because I like David Pollack. Despite him being a Georgia Bulldog, I think he did a great job. He was personable. I wanted to hate Pat McAfee and Nick Saban because I just wanted to. I feel like they displaced somebody that I liked and that they are not two people that I've ever really cared for much. But I just don't hate it. I tried real hard. Pat McAfee is much more subdued with the coach there.
Oh, really?
I mean, he did his thing a little bit, but you can tell he's trying to impress Nick Saban.
Yeah.
And Nick Saban is having the time of his life. There's a great clip that I hope everybody has seen at the very end of the broadcast. Of course, Pat McAfee at that point has not been able to resist, and he's taking his shirt off.
Yeah.
And he's side-hugging Nick Saban, which Nick, rightly so, is repulsed by.
Yes.
But he says something to the effect of, I never knew this was happening every week. I never knew this existed. I did not know this was a thing. And I'm having so much fun.
That's hysterical.
And it was the cutest. And I wanted, when I tell you, I used to call that man Satan. I mean, but, and together, they're just the perfect foils off of each other. And you can tell they are individually the best parts of what Lee Corso was in his heyday.
Yeah.
So the
That's
crazy wild Nick Corso that does stupid stuff and dances a jig like a leprechaun, and the love, the absolute love and understanding of the game of football.
the funniest meme I've seen is Saban sitting there staring straight ahead, and McAfee's sort of dancing in his chair. People keep like saying, like PR and legal,
Yeah,
or
there are two kinds of people in this
yeah,
world.
it's really funny.
Yeah, no, they were great. And so, as I roll my eyes, I say I really did like it. I didn't want to, but I did. So, if you had given up on College Game Day after last season, which I almost did several times, give it a shot. Anyway, so. And then, of course, we had a great full weekend, really, of games. There were some big disappointments. Florida State has now already lost twice.
I saw something somebody said, "You won't let us in when we don't lose a game.
Yep.
Well, what if we lose all the games? Will
All
you
the
let
games.
us in?"
To Tech and Boston College, who traditionally, as far as football goes, have not been the top tier schools in a very long time in the ACC. So I hear the I'm predicting here the new coach, the schools that will have new coaches next year. Florida State, Florida,
Yeah.
maybe even South Carolina. They almost lost to Old Dominion. LSU.
Yeah, that man showed his butt,
He
didn't he? Like
did.
banging on the table.
He did. He did. And I didn't like him from the beginning. If you want to entertain yourself, he came from Notre Dame 2 or 3 seasons ago. If you go watch his opening press conference when he came to LSU, he tries to have a Cajun accent. And it's the worst and funniest thing I think I've ever seen.
That's just a bad idea.
Yep. So, but Auburn, as far as Auburn goes, we played Alabama A&M. Of course, that was like playing the Alabama School of the Deaf and Blind, or the, Convent of the Nuns of Alabama, whatever. We beat them 73-3, which will not continue happening throughout the season. I mean, that's just no way. So,
Mercer, I think Mercer scored 63 points.
look at that. So it was a good first week. The games will continue to get better, but I was really, I had a great Saturday, most of the time with it on mute. Oh, the other coach is definitely gonna lose his job is Dabo Swinney at Clemson. You're gone. You are about to be run over by the NIL train. You decided not to get on it, so you're gonna be run over by it.
My sister was at the Vanderbilt game,
Which was a great game. They won.
anchor down,
Anchor down.
and she was texting me, and I had gone to lunch with Susie, who is a UGA grad, and we got so tickled because I was like, "Oh, Vanderbilt must be." Because my sister texted me in the third quarter, she's like, "Now we're Vanderbilting," because they had a big lead and then it ended up being close. But so I said something to Susie about it, and Susie was like, "Oh, I forgot about the game." I'm like, "It's on right behind you." We were laughing, talking about it's really sort of freeing not to care about football, like, because we
Yeah.
just went to lunch on a Saturday and didn't think anything about it.
There you
That
go.
would not have happened
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Well, it really helps my hibernation
Yeah.
tendencies. And I
Did you?
really did have a bunch of stuff to do. So most of the games were on mute.
That's weird.
What I was most excited about was that I did not have to listen to Gary Danielson commentate another game. And I don't know what game he did in for the Big Ten Saturday, but here's what I'm going to tell you, I'm sure happened. I would put money on it. I am sure that man said the word Alabama about 50 times. He's so far up Alabama's ass.
You just managed to work it in there.
Yeah. So the SEC on ESPN was great. They have great on-field reporters and color commentators, they, you know, ESPN has been struggling. I get that. But ultimately, they are really good at calling and broadcasting games. And I was just thrilled. And of course, Ben, bless you.
Sorry.
Ben, Ben the dog was the star of the show yet again for Kirk Herbstreit in the broadcast booth.
Have you heard the news about Ben?
No, I have not.
I'm about to sneeze again, but it's going away.
Okay.
Ben had to have surgery this summer to have two tumors removed.
Oh, no. Were they just those lipoma tumors that a lot of dogs get? Oh, no. I
can't remember if it was hemangiosarcoma or not.
Okay.
Ben, whose dog was just diagnosed with hemangiosarcoma, so that may be Gus and not Ben, but yeah, no, it was cancer, but they removed the tumors and he is recovering and felt well enough to join Kirk on the road this weekend. Yes.
There we go. There we go. Lee Corso and Ben both persevered and showed up.
Yes, Ben.
What I like about Kirk Herbstreit and his dog life is that he has two more right behind Ben. So we will forever have a Herbstreit golden retriever at our disposal.
Listen, my neighbors at the end of the hall, closest to the elevator, had two goldens, and they have lost both of them in recent years. And then they own two other places over in Panama City that are bigger, so they don't typically, they're from Nashville, but so they've gotten where they don't even stay here much. They stay over in Panama City. So I don't ever worry about a dog on this floor because you can only have a dog if you're an owner. And they're the only ones that own dogs, and they don't have dogs. They don't stay here anymore. So anyway, we were going out for the last time last night. And I almost let Freddie just run to the elevator. And I thought, well, no, because my neighbors, actually all my neighbors except the ones right next door, are in town this week, which is unusual. And they had not, my other neighbors from New Hampshire, they had not met Freddie yet. They are fine with dogs and will like him and wouldn't mind him running by their door. But
right.
I just thought, I should introduce him before we do that. So I put him on the leash. And lo and behold, if we didn't turn the corner, and there, they didn't get another golden, though. They got a doodle.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, that was squirrel.
I love.
They had the sweetest golden.
I am dying to get a dog when I'm done.
Well, don't die to get a dog.
I mean, I won't die, but like, I really won't. So I'm very excited about that coming up. The other thing I realized that's somewhat weekend related and somewhat school related is that any holiday that is within the confines of a school year, especially graduate school, is not really a holiday.
Yeah. Early on already.
Oh, yeah. So Sunday, of course, I had to preach, and I preached. And my sweet friend Becky had me up to their lake house. And so I got there about 3:30. And we had a big time swimming for a little bit, had a big dinner with all the neighbors, about 50 people. It was great. We had so much fun. It was a lot of peopling. So we found the peopling people, found our little corner, and it was great. But let me tell you, the whole time in my head, I was like, Mondays, I have to like do every week. I try to write my sermon for the next Sunday so it can marinate. I have to do all the schoolwork for Tuesday. I have to, you know, it's laundry day. Like I have, and it was, I ran through that laundry list of things that I did not do and was not going to, you know, I was like, I've got to get up early. I got to come home. I got so much to do. It made me crazy.
Bless you.
I mean, that's me. I realize right. That's not anything that anybody's done to me, but I did have a lot of work to do. Anyway.
Yes, let me ask
you. They're not really holidays.
When you're going on a trip, when do you start packing?
So I had packed. Well, this was just an overnight.
No, just in general. When you're going on a
trip. Usually the day before. I'll put all my clothes in the bag, and then all my toiletries go in the morning that I leave after I use them.
But the day before you leave?
Sometimes. Most of the time.
Yeah.
You do it like 5 minutes.
When I moved to DC,
This is gonna make my eye twitch, isn't it?
Barbara Fallon bought me a one-way ticket to DC because everybody kept asking me when I graduated from college. Everybody's like, "What are you going to do?" I'm going to go to DC. Did I have any plans? Did I make any efforts? No. I was like, "Well, first I have to stay and help Rush because I made my friend run to be Rush chair, and the only way she would do it is if I promised to stay and
Stayed.
help Rush." I was like, "Well, I'm not going till after Rush, so
Yeah.
no need to make any
Fine.
plans." So finally, Barbara Fallon was going to DC to keep her grandchildren for Labor Day weekend. And she said, "I will buy you a one-way ticket if you'll come help me keep the kids." Do you know when I started packing to move to DC?
The day before
30
that
minutes
day.
before I need to be at the airport.
To move to DC.
Yes, child. Listen.
Girl,
We're all different.
I love you.
You
You,
know, when I
we're a
will
good
unpack,
balance for each other.
you know, when do you unpack your suitcase?
When I get home.
Immediately? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I saw a meme this weekend, as a matter of fact, that was like, "I'll pack 30 minutes before I leave and then leave my packed suitcase for 2 months."
Now, I do have 3 weeks, well, 2 weeks worth of laundry that I need to fold.
But it's clean. I mean, if you need
Clean.
it, you can shake it out, stick it in the dryer.
Yep, live out of a laundry basket. Absolutely. Yeah. So that was my weekend. I'm getting to the point where I love what I'm studying. I love the classes I have this semester, but I'm ready to be done. Which
I was
doesn't
so
bode
good.
well for me going to get my demon. I
I was so ready to be done with law school. I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
I was just not even a nice person by the time
Yeah.
it ended. I didn't like those people anymore. I didn't like anything. Of course, I had also been on steroids for a while, so that didn't help. But
Right. So, Manny,
you can
tell
do
us
it.
about your food. What you got for us this week?
I think I have mentioned this recipe before, but it is worth pulling it out again. It is Marcella, and I don't know how to say her last name. Pazan.
As
She's
on.
Italian. It is her famous tomato sauce. And y'all, it cannot be easier. And I thought now would be a good time to bring it back up because I know some people have these last few tomatoes of the summer, and getting back in the swing of school. Like, this is so easy.
Four ingredients.
Yeah. So, and if you don't have fresh tomatoes, you just need a can of tomatoes. Get the good San Marzano tomatoes. Get the good ones. But actually, when I was at Kelly's, because she had some tomatoes that needed to be used, I kind of did both. I did a smaller can of tomatoes, and then I added some fresh tomatoes. But literally, it's a can of tomatoes, an onion, and I don't know what the fourth ingredient.
Butter and
I think a
salt
stick of butter.
and
Oh,
salt.
okay. And I don't even use a full stick most of the time. I'll usually do about half a stick. But all you do is you dump the tomatoes in the pan, you smush them up, put on an apron to do that because they will splatter everywhere. And then you cut your onion in half and peel it, and just stick the two halves in the tomatoes. You don't
Could
have to
not be
chop
easier.
anything. And then just put your butter, however much butter you decide to use, put that in there, and then just let it simmer for like 45 minutes. So it's good just like that. It's
I
good just like
love it.
that. Put on some pasta. What I did, though, the other night that was also excellent is I browned some Italian sausage and then some zucchini and then put all of that together, and it was delicious. So, I don't know. It just felt like
I
a good time
like that
to
you
do a nice
just,
easy
I
recipe.
love that. I like that you just cut the onion in half.
Yeah, there's no chopping. Like, all you have to do is slice it in half, peel it, take this peel off your stick of butter, have your can opener for your tomatoes. I mean,
I love it.
easy peasy.
Love, love, love that. And
it's,
so,
you know, typically you've got all those ingredients on hand too. So
yeah.
it's a good sort of last minute, oh crap. So,
Oh, crap.
yeah. Oh crap, what
I
do
love
we
it. I love it. I love it. And I have found that Barella makes a protein pasta, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what, actually what I had at some protein penne.
Because Lord knows we can't have a meal
Without
without
chucking our protein.
6 tons of protein in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I shared that meme.
I love it.
I'm gonna vote for the candidate who makes it illegal to talk about protein.
And fiber. I have found in my life and my personal journey that fiber is just as important. I will not elaborate as to how I figured that out, but
Thank
let me
you.
tell you, I figured it out. So don't forget your fiber.
Yeah, bye. Well, tell us about your favorites, baby.
So last night I finished and I'd already had it on my sorry, that's my campus email. I'd already had it on my list, but I finished All the Colors of the Dark by Chris Whitaker. And Kristen Hannah did the one of the it's on the jacket cover, the blurbs for it. It's a very Kristen Hannah-ish, but a thriller.
Okay.
It is not, there's some I wouldn't say it's like horror. It's a thriller in every sense of the word. And I, by the end of it, had guessed some of it right. I was right about most things, but it's still, I mean, it's not so easy to figure out that, you know. Anyway, it's just a very good book about women and that go missing in a town. And it turns out they're really these women going missing from all over the country because of this thing that's happening. And one boy, a young boy in the beginning of the story, one young boy who's missing an eye, so they call him Patch, saves one of the girls before she can be taken and killed. And so it is his journey of bringing to light the stories of these missing women.
Okay.
And it's set in the 70s all the way to like 2000. So it spans a good length of time. It is beautifully written. It's just so good. I highly recommend it. I think you, if you, is this on your list? If it's not on your list, you definitely,
I'll add it.
I think you would like it. It's really a good book. So highly recommend. She is verbally reprimanding her dog. Hey, Freddie. But it's just really good. And I don't want to give away too much, but it shows, how trafficking and it's just it's a beautiful story of
Okay.
being saved and saving and family.
Okay.
And I don't want to say anything else. So the other thing that I did watch, the first one I think has come out, maybe a second one has. I know you don't have Netflix right now, but for all our friends that do, I love the Untold series.
The
That's where
garbage.
we learned a lot about the doping from the Olympics, that kind of thing. You may remember last year, Michigan got in a lot of trouble because of Connor Stallions, who was going to other schools and in disguise, like bad disguises, stealing signs. And he is a huge part of this story. So you hear firsthand, like, why he was doing it, what lengths he went to, what was going on, who knew about it. It was very interesting.
Okay. The dog keeps thinking I'm talking to him. He's a very active listener.
Oh, that's good. I love that for him. Look, Freddie's always learning. The other movie that I watched that I had been waiting for it to come out on Peacock, the faces Mandy's making at this dog. Because I don't want to pay to go to a movie. It's too expensive. But is The Fall Guy with oh my gosh, their names just left me.
I don't even know.
Married to John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, and it's Mary Poppins and Ken. So Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling. And Ryan Gosling plays a stuntman, and Emily Blunt plays his love interest. And it is the cutest thing. Ryan Gosling is still playing Ken in this. This stuntman, they don't outright call attention to it, but for someone who's in the movie business, the stuntman is the worst storyteller. Like he tries to describe the movie he's in and he just misses so badly. And it was subtly funny in that way and many, many others. The faces that Ryan Gosling makes are hilarious. Hannah Waddingham is in it in a really bad brunette wig and is just fabulous. It's just a good time to just relax kind of movie.
Did you hear
I
that?
did.
Sorry.
Freddie Freeman is a boob man. That's all I'm gonna say.
Is
Yeah.
SOL around here.
Yep. But anyway, so watch The Fall Guy. It's on Peacock. It's free. Obviously, you don't have to pay for it if you subscribe to Peacock, but it is really, really cute. And watch the credits because the Fall Guy that was the Fall Guy in the TV series,
Lead
you'll see
agent.
him in you'll see him in the credits. It's really fun. The other thing was somebody, if you're a Well, she has all kinds of school stuff, not just football buttons. But if you go to a college football game, the Button Lady US is on Instagram, but she has an Etsy shop and she has some of the cutest game day buttons. One of them says, Beat Everyone. But yeah, so maybe she got it from this little cute shop. But the ones that I like the most, I posted this one to my Instagram story if you follow it, but it's a cute little cowgirl, real girly girl, and it says, I don't need you to explain the game. Like, don't mansplain football to me. I could explain it to you. And then one of them says, classy until kickoff. True. So true. And then shut up, Gary, which you know is my mantra. Even though he's not doing the games anymore, somebody in the Big Ten is gonna want one. And then sorry what I said during the game, which is also very true.
Oh,
So follow her, she's real cute. She's got a ton more. I mean, some of them are school specific. Like there's stuff about rolling the trees at Auburn. She's clearly an Alabama fan because Alabama has tons of them, but she has other schools too, and they're real, real cute and real fun. And each one of them comes in, you can, whatever colors, unless they're game school specific. But I don't need you to explain the game to me. Like if I were to go out in public and watch football games, I would wear that loud and proud.
I have a baseballism tank. Kelly bought it too. It says, what's it say? Something about I don't ask questions during the game, I answer them.
Well, and that, you know what? That's a great point. It is not specific to football, that button. You could get Braves colors and wear it to a Braves game. You could get your high school team colors and wear it to your kids' games. Yep. So anyway, but that's just a really cute account. She's got some fun stuff on there. And it's not only like she's got some, if you scroll down deep enough, she's got some like Girls Weekend buttons that are cute too. But we mainly wear buttons to athletic events.
Say, because we need a girls' weekend button.
Well, like for a tote bag, like if you put it on your bag or something, you know. But yeah, so anyway, the Button Lady US, highly recommend. So there we go. There's my favorites.
Those were excellent. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
I avoided putting things with protein on there this week.
Hey, thanks.
Wow, bless you, Fred Freeman, or whatever that was. Whoa, whoa. I see his manhood, or what's left of it.
Yeah, his man had be gone.
Yeah.
Good
I avoided the protein things and my favorites, so you're welcome, people.
job. Good job. We are, nobody can accuse us of being a one track or one trick pony.
We are not. We have many tricks.
Yes, we do.
We don't pull them, but we have them.
You don't have to say everything that comes
I
into your
know.
mouth.
I do sometimes, though. Makes me feel better.
What's going on with you this week?
Oh, this week is, I mean, you know, it this is going to be a broken record until like early December. I'm going to be reading about Jesus. I'm trying to think what else I got going on. I have a dinner Thursday night. They asked me to speak, which is dangerous. So I'm having to write it out so my say whatever comes out of my mouth doesn't happen because these people give me scholarship money and I don't want to.
Yeah, mess that up.
Yeah, and everybody, all the muckety mucks at school are like, "Ooh, we can't wait to hear." And I'm like, "I bet you can't." So I got to be real careful. But I was honored to be asked. But yeah, just school. I might try Friday to go see my friend has a son who's now a kicker and has found kicking for his football team. And so they're good friends. So I may go watch him kick. But I mean, who are we kidding? That means I would leave the house. And that's pretty rare. Probably not. How about you?
Same, nothing. I just told a friend of mine whose dad's probate I'm handling, and I've had like three things left to do in it for like 6 months. I'm like, I'm sorry. I feel like now I am also back in school, and so I will be sitting down at my desk this week and knocking off all those tasks.
Love it. Love it. Who do the Braves play this weekend?
Well, you know, the Braves play every day.
Okay. Who do the, or the rest of the week? Who are we playing this week?
I don't even know.
Auburn. I just had to look it up. Auburn's playing Cal this weekend.
Like
And, you know,
Berkeley?
Cal, Cal, I don't know. Just Cal. It's not Berkeley, I don't think.
Are they blue and gold?
Yeah.
That's Cal Berkeley.
Oh, well, Cal Berkeley. I don't think they're great, but anytime a California team comes, it makes me nervous because the worst game I ever saw in my whole life was when Auburn got absolutely smacked by USC when I was in college. Matt Leinart was playing. And, you know, he'll be in the Hall of Fame one day. But I mean, they put a beating on us that day. It's the worst game I've ever been to. So I don't like when California teams come to Alabama. So
The Braves are playing the Rockies, and we're back home, so we're
okay.
not at in Denver where the ball flies out of the ballpark.
Right.
And then the Blue Jays, who have also been a massive disappointment this year,
Yep.
so those two series should be good. And then the Reds, who also are not very good, although I think they're ahead of us. Oh, that's only one. It must be a makeup game. The Reds. It must have been a rain-up makeup game.
Yeah.
And then the Nationals, who again also are not very good, but they have beaten us this year because we are who we are. And then next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after that, the Dodgers come into town.
Oh my. Well, whoever they play Thursday, you know, maybe another rain out because it's supposed to be a deluge here all day
Really?
Thursday. It is indeed.
Uh-oh.
I know.
That would be the Rockies.
Deluge is what they have told us.
Well, look out.
Yay.
Rain boots on.
The day I have to speak to a group of important people and dress up to go to school.
I can't remember what Will and I were talking about. Oh, I was making fun of him because he was contemplating dropping a class because it was on the other side of campus and he wasn't sure he could make it there in the 10 minutes between class. This was before classes had started that he was having this conversation. And I was like, buddy, like, you cannot drop the class until the last day of drop ad. That's my rule. And like, just try it. Who knows?
Try
Maybe the
it.
professor is always going to be late. Maybe the professor doesn't care if you walk in late. Like, just try it. And then he's like, I know you're right. And then I said, and I'm just going to admit to you right now that I think one quarter I didn't go to a single Monday class in winter quarter because it was raining. And I just decided I didn't have to go to class if it was raining. So take everything I'm saying with a grain of salt.
Amen.
And I went to a small liberal arts college where they took attendance.
Yeah. This is what the aunt duty is in life, is to tell them the truth.
Right.
So,
Oh, yeah.
oh, yeah, there's my email again. Oh, I want to look.
Well, listen, we hope everybody is back in the flow. All those school lunches. You quit trying to cut everything into the shape of a flower and you're just stuffing a PB&J in there. Like,
Get them a Lunchable and move on. It's time
let's
for
just
that.
get into that zone where we're just getting things done.
Grace abounds, my
Yep.
friends.
Did I tell you all about Sanders saying to me, well, our mom usually makes our lunch for us while we're makes our sandwich for us while we're getting ready. I said, what kind of sandwich do you take? Peanut butter and jelly. I'm like, nope, you can make
Nope.
that right now. It'll be just fine.
All good, buddy.
Every day. You still not gonna make our sandwich for us? Nope. Sure not. That's all you, brother.
You got this. Adulting in progress. Look at you.
Was like, well, maybe they'll miss me. Like, not making their peanut
Or
butter
maybe when
jelly.
you get back, Kelly, you won't have to do it.
Make their own peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Release yourself of that responsibility, ma'am.
Right. For sure. Anyway. All right, friends, everybody have a good week.
Y'all have a great week, and we'll see you back next week.